Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hello everyone, welcome to a very special Christmas. Pee-pee! I've done it wrong. Hello everyone and welcome to a very special Christmas, Simons.
Ho 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 ho! Pee-pee, Lewis!
We've got a friend missing.
Don't worry, the microphone.
Here he is.
Hello?
Dressed in a very special...
Oh my god, he's my little helper!
Christmas garb.
He's my little helper, Lewis!
He's a bit big for him.
Oh, what a sweet boy. What a sweet little boy. I love him, Lewis.
So, yeah, we're joined by Daff, dressed as a Santa's little helper.
With his little booties. Oh, no, they're not booties. They're just too long. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. What the fuck kind of a dog is this?
Yeah,
oh, my God. This is for a big boy.
Yeah. So, we've got some Christmas stories, which I think you've put together. It's like you're milking his legs there.
Give me a minute. I've got to get Daff ready. There we are.
We need our little friend to keep us warm and cosy. It's a bit chilly in here, but you've got your regal sash on.
I've got my Christmassy sash. I've got my Christmassy hat.
I've got Simon's Christmassy hoodie.
Well, I got you last year, the year before, whenever.
For the Jingle Cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I appreciate it.
Oh, I've got my Christmassy whatever this is. Some sort of gamery thing. I don't know.
Yeah, we're in the Christmas mood.
We're in the Christmas spirit.
We're cozy.
It is the middle of November.
That's true. We are recording this.
Which is weird.
Before Jingle Jam.
But, it is weird.
You know, you have to get this stuff ready. You know, there's a lot of prep work. You have to peel the potatoes, you know, mash the parsnips.
No, you mash the potatoes.
Baste the turkey.
No, you baste the potatoes. Stuff the potatoes.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to do with potatoes.
Yeah.
That you need to get ready.
Well, you're vegan, so...
There is a lot of potato prep.
Yeah.
You know, just to make sure everything's ready for
Potatoes
Christmas.
Potatoes done five ways.
Mmm. That sounds like a very French dish.
Les pommes de terre est done cinq ways.
Shall we get on with this?
Merry Christmas!
Have we got...
Christmas news. Well, I mean, what we have here is there's a selection of real-life stories of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
There is some news as well. It depends on what do you feel like?
Everything. I'm in the mood
because everything is about 14 hours of content.
Well, really? Smashing. Let's.
Okay, well, let's get started.
Let's go through
the longest episode of PP yet.
Check out these laugh out loud funny holiday stories submitted by Reader's Digest Canada.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to watch you like a hawk.
Now, who listens to who reads
Reader's
Digest?
Because I want to see you laugh out loud.
Canada. I think the
Canadians.
Old Canadians as well, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Reader's Digest is only a step away from the Farmer's Almanac, you know, that people have in their toilet.
I was thinking more like People's Friend.
People's
Friend.
Saga Magazine.
Oh, my God.
That's where we're going with this
stuff.
Well,
that's officially for old people.
Yeah.
People's Friend. You can be a teenager reading it.
Who? People's Friend sounds like the communist flipping manifesto magazine. The People's Friend. You know, all of your socialist...
The People's Republic of Friends.
For the workers. Yeah. Let's read some of these stories and just assess the boomer nature of them.
Okay. So, oh, no, there's a video going. There's a video. Okay, so don't read it.
No way.
Listen to me.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to paint the picture, paint the scene. One evening, I arrived home from work to find the lights out. My wife had prepared a lovely candlelit dinner, and our two young sons, Garrett and Selden,
okay,
were dressed in their suits.
Okay.
Hey, I joked, didn't we pay our hydro bill?
Okay. This is obviously for Canadians.
Now, how much of this do you understand so far?
It's like a different language, but
okay.
I can just about grasp it.
Hydro bill, obviously.
Sure, didn't pay our hydro bill.
Yeah, so the lights have gone off because you didn't pay your hydro bill. Hydro means water. You didn't pay the water bill, the lights are off.
Sure.
Okay, sure.
Keep going.
A few months later, during the Christmas Eve candlelit procession, the church was packed and silent when Garrett asked, "Hey, Dad, did they not pay their hydro bill either?"
Right, because it was a candlelit vigil. That is trash. That was garbage.
Hydro bill. So I guess it's electricity bill. Hydroelectric
must be
power?
Must be, yeah.
It's so weird that it's called the hydro bill. I have never heard of that before.
Right.
Never heard of that. It's only through the context that I've figured it out.
So
right?
The parents had set up this...
Their sons are called Garrett and Selden.
And they were wearing their suits.
For just a random dinner at home.
That must just be a Canadian thing. They must just do that. Let's move on. I think there's 10 of these stories...
Well, we're not going to get through all 10. I just wanted to focus on a few of them, in particular this one.
Really? We need
because
more?
Because this is just insane, isn't it?
It's everything I thought it would be. An
okay.
Unfunny boomer story.
Absolutely. Did you laugh out loud? I forgot to check.
No.
No.
I frowned out loud.
You frowned out loud? Okay. So this is very whimsical. This is very Christmassy, in the spirit of Christmas.
As we should hope.
My husband took our two sons...
Again, a boomer story, but...
Devin and Chase.
What the fuck?
Devin and Chase. Oh. Maybe they're school friends with Garrett and Selden. I don't know.
Sure.
My husband took our two sons, Devin and Chase, to a party where Santa would be handing out gifts. The instructions from the organisers were to bring our own gifts.
Sure.
I mean, that's fair enough, right? I mean, obviously it's not the real Santa. You don't want shit gifts. But can you imagine, though, if you gave, like, two Nintendo Switches and your kids open up and it's like, oh, a pen light, what I always wanted. And you're like...
Oh, no.
Oh, a key ring with a Pikachu on. And you're like,
uh-oh.
What happened to my two fucking Switches? Where are they gone? And then the next kids come up and they're wearing like rags. They got dirt all over their faces. One of them's got a limp.
Oh, like Tiny Tim.
One of them's got like a cane.
Mummy, I'm cold. Can we, can you, Can we please put the fire on a bit more this winter?
Can't afford to. Bills has got it. The hydro's got it.
And they open their presents and it's the two switches.
This is, how are we going to charge this?
Oh, God, I'm going to cry.
I need it. How am I going to hold my keys?
It's the saddest story I've ever heard. Oh, if only we had a little torch to be able to see the darkness.
This isn't what we wanted at all.
Oh, no.
All right.
Okay, so they brought beach towels with the kids' names printed on them. That's their Christmas presents.
Beach towels with the kids' names printed on them.
Canada.
Is this... Wow.
Beach towels.
I didn't know they had any beaches in Canada.
I mean, there's a lot of coast.
Yeah, but it's... I imagine...
Especially towards the north, where it's all frozen.
Right, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. The towels are probably made of, like, yak, moose hide, you know? Very thick. Or moose wool, or whatever, you know? It's probably like wearing a... It's loft insulation.
Yeah, yeah. Asbestos.
Yeah, keep you warm.
It's a good insulator.
You could literally sit in a fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so, right. It's taken us a long time to get through this one story.
That's okay.
Upon arriving, Devin said he couldn't believe the skinny Santa was actually the real Santa.
I see.
His doubt turned to belief, as in it did a 180.
Yeah.
Because that seems confusing to me. Like, he believes that it's not Santa. That's what I would immediately read from that.
Right, okay.
But it's the opposite.
His doubt turned to
belief, faith. He has to be the real Santa, he said. How else would he know my name? Because it's a beach towel with his name on.
Right, and Santa is omnipotent, as we know.
Well, it would be more omniscient.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wouldn't know that.
Also, he's omnipresent because he's everywhere, like a gas.
Right.
Like air.
You're saying Santa is... Like gas.
He's like air.
That would explain how he gets around.
Yeah. And he can go down people's chimneys because that's where smoke come up.
So, you know...
And he floats down like a formless void of gas.
Okay. It's quite ghostly, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that bad for the environment?
He sucks up the mince pie.
What kind of...
And there's just, like, all these floating, half-digested mince pies in this cloud.
Right, and then it's off. That would explain the... Everyone's always trying to work out how Santa gets around everywhere in a limited time.
Mm.
If he's using reindeer the whole time, what were the kind of emissions that he would generate? Do you know what I mean?
Well, if it's reindeer, the emissions would be quite low because it would just be their farts.
Are reindeer, though... Like with the on per distance traveled,
I think
more
if,
or less efficient
mathematically,
than...
you could figure out the minimum amount of power it would take for each reindeer to have to produce in order to expel the energy required to carry not just the sleigh and Santa, but presents for every boy and girl in the world, and that would be quite a lot of mass.
Mm.
So the emissions from the reindeer is probably very, very high.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not sure how they power it. It's some sort of magic.
I'm just saying, would it be better if there was like electric sleigh powered by hydro, you know, rather than reindeer powered by cookies and carrots or whatever the fuck?
It could be worse. In Viz magazine, there's a character called Mickey, who's a little boy, and he has a moped. And the moped is powered by monkey spunk.
Wow. That's one of those rare expensive liquids, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like printer ink and
Mickey's
Warhammer paint.
Monkey spunk moped, I believe, is the name of the comic strip.
I guess there are less efficient fuels than reindeer then. That's good to know, all carrots.
Yeah.
I mean, effectively, it is like you could probably feed those reindeer loads of crap, like waste, you know. Like old banana peels and stuff.
Come Dasher, come Dancer.
Wow. Do you reckon that would be like giving them that expensive fuel at the petrol station, the turbo?
Oh, no one gets that though, right?
I don't know. I've never seen anyone get it. I bet you some people do.
Premium petrol.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know. Maybe certain cars need it. I don't know who, though.
Lamborghinis?
Maybe.
Murcielago? Some of my favourite childhood memories involve our family's annual trips to the local Christmas tree farm.
Wow.
Although we have an artificial tree at our house.
Okay.
My children are still able to partake in the tradition by accompanying my parents when they cut down their tree. You've got to cut down your own tree.
Okay. No, that's fun.
These two old people, these two fucking grandparents having to cut down a tree.
But they can handle it.
Oh, which way is it? Which way is it going to fall? Oh, I'm not sure. Take a bit out of the other side.
It's not like they're not cutting down a fucking mega grand oak or whatever it's
are they
called.
Not?
It's just a fucking little tree.
It's just a little fir.
Or else it can't be higher than their house, right? Like the ceiling.
I mean, they got to
get it into the log cabin or whatever.
That's true. Okay, so. When I announced we would be helping them pick a tree the following weekend, I expected Ethan, relatively normal name.
Yeah, sure, thank God.
To be excited about the outing. Instead, he furrowed his brow, puzzled, and asked, "What did they do with the one we got them last year?"
Right, no.
A
perfectly good question. I like the sassiness of that. Like,
yeah.
Haven't they already got one? We already could have to get them another one?
We got to do this every year. We have to cut down a tree, stick it in someone's house, and then burn it in the garden.
Yeah, later. After all
it's better than getting a plastic one.
Well,
plastic one lasts forever.
What?
Unless you burn it.
I think, isn't there a thing where you have to have a plastic one for like 6 years and then it's better than or is it 10 years? And you have to, that's better than one. An actual one.
How
long do you have to have a plastic one?
At least 10 years for the environmental impact to equal that of a normal tree. Okay. 10 years.
So, yeah. So, 10 years to be more sustainable than regular ones.
Isn't that plastic?
It's not a Christmas tree, though, is it?
Well, it's a tree of some sort.
Covered in Christmas lights.
It's fine. We'll keep it for 10 years. This tinsel, keep this for 10 years. You know, we'll get our use out of it.
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah, I'm not worried.
I'm worried about our footprint.
I'm glad that Ethan is thinking about that, though. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Worst ever Christmas stories. This is more like it.
So moving on from boomer Canadian stories about their children to
London.
The metro.
London tragedy.
Right.
What times Christmas was ruined. Actually, I don't think it's that bad.
14 people share their worst Christmas stories. These are quite short though, look. Luke 35.
This is terrible.
Brand manager from London. My grandpa got really drunk, swore at all of us, and passed out by 5 p.m. That sounds...
What a legend.
Swore at all of us and passed out by 5 p.m. That does sound very much like very familiar.
This is wonderful. This next one's very heartwarming.
We're going back to Canada. Jane, 22.
Oh, she's in Canada.
Retail worker from Canada. What's the deal with this?
My birthday is late November. For years, my mother bought a pile of presents and split them in half for my birthday and Christmas.
Right.
Then she started forgetting to do that.
Right.
Throughout middle and high school, she forgot to buy me Christmas presents for 4 of the 5 years.
Okay. Sure.
The last time she did it, she asked me what my favourite gift had been, and I said it was something from my distant great aunt and uncle. A gift shop trinket, really.
Right, so something just...
Nothing expensive.
Something just cutesy.
She yelled and screamed at me in front of all the extended family about what an ungrateful little shit I was.
Wow.
She looked at my brother's present piles, then mine, and saw that I had nothing.
Wow, she had no presents. Present pile. She looked at my present pile and there wasn't one. That's what you should have said.
She looked at my non-existent present pile.
And had an awakening.
Isn't that fucking sad, though?
That's awful.
That's an awful story. Well, I hope that gets everyone in the Christmas spirit.
This is one of those things that happens when your birthday is near Christmas and your family's like, oh, fine, well, I guess I have to combine it. You never get as many presents as you should do.
Yeah, I mean, I when she said her favourite Christmas present was like just a little trinket, tchotchke thing, right? I thought, how very humble of her for a child. But that's not... It's because she never got anything from anyone
else. From
her
mum's. Wow.
It's very sad.
I guess she was trying to save face and not say, oh, you never got me a Christmas present.
Yeah.
Wow.
But hopefully after that, her mum did better.
Is that the rest of the story? Is there no more?
That's it. That's the end
That's
of the
sad
That's
the end of the story.
Isn't it? Did you want some closure?
Well, I wanted her to I wanted to know what happened next.
Next year, my mum made it the best Christmas ever.
Well, what did she say when she realised that she had nothing? She just laughed. What was this? This is very like anticlimactic.
Then my mum pinched me, and she said, "I prefer your brother anyway."
Wow,
you were a mistake. Your brother was planned.
Yeah, your brother Gendrick or whatever Canadian fucking name.
Look, she's called Jane. That's a normal name.
Yeah, all right, fine. Canada, sort yourself out. You're messing us around with these stupid stories. Paul 29. Mechanic from Ohio.
That's funny.
My birthday is Christmas Day. Oh, no.
Yeah.
See? One year, my grandma gave me a mug full of peppermints.
Yeah.
And gave my younger brother a car. Well, listen, Paul, mechanic from Ohio. Maybe your younger brother needed that car. Sometimes our other family members need stuff more than us. You know, and I'm sure your grandma knew that
we don't have the context. Younger brother might have just gotten a job and he needs a car to get around.
Maybe he was struggling. You know, I'm sure there's more to it than this one sentence. Yeah. But I can see how that would disappoint
him. Especially when it's his birthday as well as it being Christmas and all he gets is a mug of mints. That's brilliant.
Gary 39, lawyer from London. I got norovirus 2 days before Christmas and was forced to stay in bed listening to my family laughing and playing games downstairs.
We don't know how old he was, because it says he's 39 now.
Yeah.
But this was last year.
This is obviously stuck with it. Well, norovirus is pretty bad. You feel really rough, puking away with the old...
Winter vomiting bug.
Yeah, gross. It's horrible to have. I don't recommend it.
You shit yourself, you vomit continually, you lose a lot of water... You're dehydrated. You can't keep anything down. So anytime you try and drink water, you
all
puke
of us
it back
have had
up.
One bad birthday, you know, or one bad Christmas. You know, I remember like,
oh God,
you know, traveling on my birthday or something. You know, having a horrible time, spending it all like with delays and stuck somewhere in the cold.
You were in an airport.
Yeah.
It's my birthday today.
Yeah.
You tell someone at the coffee shop, they give you a muffin with a...
Candle.
Probably don't have candles.
A muffin with
They just give you
smarty.
A free muffin.
Right.
Here's a free muffin. Happy generous. Birthday.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
But it's normally £8 we charge for that.
Holy crap. That's very generous then.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
By the way, this isn't a reason for us to like talk to each other or anything. So if you want to just
please
keep...
go and we've got other customers.
Yeah, if you want to just leave. Well, actually, it's dead quiet. No, I got to clean something around
the
back.
Toilet needs
whatever.
Overflowing.
And then you just see them on their phone. So this is BuzzFeed. So it's the quality of things that you'd expect from
Christmas
BuzzFeed.
Horror stories.
Yeah.
This isn't even the spooky version.
So when
of
you
podcast.
Think horror stories, what do you imagine? You know, bodies, blood, gore.
Yeah.
Santa's reindeer gutted, intestines hanging out, a crying baby Jesus.
Yeah, God. Well, actually, now I'm worried about what these are going to be because, you know, I was thinking this was going to be a lighthearted podcast.
Oh, it's horror stories. That's what it says. Christmas horror stories.
Okay.
Okay. I found out Santa wasn't real, not because my parents told me, but because the bike I got from Santa came in a box my dad left in the garage and it had a giant picture of the bike I got printed on the side.
Right.
Christmas horror stories!
It's not really... It's not really a horror story, is it? Being at a certain age, you're going to fucking figure it out. Do you know what I mean? Everyone does it. It's a traumatic moment.
I was 14 years old.
I don't know if you remember the time you figured out Santa wasn't real, but it was a traumatic moment.
I don't know if it was.
I think it is. I think it's a stressful moment for a lot of kids when they...
I was probably very
their
young,
world
actually.
Shatters, that they've been lied to all this time, you know? I think it's a problem. Yeah. I was opening presents with my then boyfriend in front of his huge religious family. We had been together for some time and we all thought he was going to propose to me.
Yeah. So what are you thinking? You're thinking, oh my God, it's going to be like a dildo, sexy lingerie.
Whoa.
A Mulder Willy kit that she bought him.
Whoa. Oh, what a horror story.
Because of religious family. And you'd be like, oh my God.
What, you think that's going to be the worst thing? They all waited with bated breath while I opened the tiny envelope from him that he had put a lot of thought
into. It's a ring!
It's a ring. Instead, the envelope contained a gift certificate for laser mole removal. Holy shit.
That's real bad.
Wow.
That is real bad, isn't
wow.
it?
Wow.
Fuck me.
I had never expressed any interest in this previously. It's not like she said, oh! It's not like she said, oh, could you get... Oh,
God, this is a horror story.
Could you imagine?
Cringe.
Can you imagine if also she had like no moles on her face at all? Or
and the
visible?
Parents are like,
I couldn't decide whether to cry or laugh, but we broke up shortly thereafter. That, the cringe there.
That was really bad.
Is real.
Now, this story is the reason that I included this.
Yeah, that is actually value. You looked through these to the second one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, that's going on the list.
Okay.
That is so bad though, isn't it? That is so bad.
That is embarrassing as heck. Yeah. But God, like, why did he... I guess he just didn't realise that it would be opened in front of everyone.
Get that fucked up thing on your face, gotten rid of. I'm doing you a fucking favour. Oh, my God.
Oh, especially if you thought it was going to be some sort... Everyone in the room's thinking it's going to be some sort of great romantic gesture.
I thought it'd be a ring. They see the little envelope and they're like, oh my God, this is going
to
be
Or even if it was just like tickets to something romantic.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know.
We're going to Paris and they're like, oh my God, he's going to go to Paris and he's going to propose
to
her.
Yeah, like a whole story.
And it's a gift... Even a gift certificate is bad for like a partner. That's pretty bad.
For laser mold, but this
gift certificate alone for anything but is quite
thing
bad.
Is, and also, this is almost like one of those things that you get later on. It's like, you know, we're not going to get each other presents this year because we need a new oven. So right. I'll buy you, my gift to you will be the new oven, and you know, your gift to me will be the new lawnmower or whatever. You
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
Stuff like the family,
practical
that
things
shit that
you
happens
need.
Once relationships have settled down.
Yeah.
I feel like even then the laser mole removal is something that you wouldn't get
never,
that for Christmas.
If she has never once mentioned wanting it removed, that's so bad.
Good Lord. What's next?
Oh my God.
They can't get better than that.
No, that's it. We peaked. So this is from mommyshorts.com.
We're smashing through the mommyshorts.com. Oh my God.
Funniest holiday fail stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're all quite familiar. They're all very predictable.
We're not scraping the bottom of the barrel with our content. We're bringing you the freshest fails from
2018.
That's
right. This is a bit of a fail, this podcast.
In case you've missed it. So I thought this story was going to go in a completely different direction and see if you can figure out what I thought was going to happen. Okay.
No.
One Christmas Eve, when I was young, my little brother and I both heard a loud noise coming from the living room. We got out of bed and tiptoed down the hallway to discover our dad vacuuming the floor. He told us that the reindeer got into the house and pooped on the carpet. Of course, we believed the story. Years later, he revealed that he accidentally... Now, I imagine that Dad came home shit-faced from the pub and he shat on the floor. That's what I thought was going to happen.
Well,
there's a big pile of shit on the floor. He's like, oh yeah, it's a reindeer. I'm sad this fucking reindeer
came. You wouldn't be vacuuming up.
Big shit on the floor.
You wouldn't vacuum up a shit.
Well,
even however drunk you were, you'd know that that is not a good idea.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah. I mean, yeah, Henry is good for wet and dry.
Is he? Is there a wet version?
So... No, never.
No,
do.
I don't think.
No, I don't think there's any.
Why
reason.
Did your mind go there? What
because
it,
his excuse was that a reindeer shat on the carpet.
Right. Oh, I see.
So I thought he had actually shat on the carpet. What he actually did was he knocked the tree over when setting the presents up underneath
right.
it. So like, all the needles and stuff were all over the floor. That's all it was.
What? And so he
was hoovering up needles.
So I see. Because the kids were like...
It was like, my God, if...
Because all the presents were under the tree.
Yeah.
I guess. And so they were like, they found him. They caught him in the act. And so he had to quickly cover himself, you see. He had to make up a story on the spot for why he was... The presents
had
arrived.
No, but years later he reveals that he knocked the tree over.
Oh.
So that is actually real. The knocking the tree over bit is real.
Well, yeah, but like... You know, they came down thinking he was Santa, so they would have spoiled the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we had to...
Well, Santa's just been. One of his reindeers did big shit on the carpet.
That was his immediate...
Yeah.
Why didn't he just say the reindeer had knocked over the tree or Santa had knocked over the tree or whatever, you know?
He did a shit on the carpet and there's like this brown stain.
You think that's what actually
I think
happened.
He shat on the carpet.
And even years later, he's too embarrassed to reveal the truth.
The truth of him shitting on the living room carpet.
No, we've solved that mystery.
Yeah.
These are all classics. A few years back, when my husband and I were dating, he bought a ring. The ring. Not the one ring.
No.
Wrapped it in a box and put it under the tree. Come Christmas Day, we were watching as everyone opened up their gifts. This is the same story as we had before. I watched as his dad picked up a box, opened it, and looked down at the gift he had just opened. Realizing what it was, he passed it over to my now husband with an uh-oh expression on his face. My husband, to be, looked down into the box with no expression or words, handed it back to me as
is. Handed it over with no words. Opened already.
I saw a ring, thanked him, confused.
Oh, thanks, a ring. That's nice.
And later, in the car, as we drove away, he looked at me and said, that was supposed to be an engagement ring, you know.
Oh, God!
What a mess.
Ah! Oh, it's so horrible.
So how did
his fucking dad just randomly opens a present. Oh, this looks nice. I wonder what this is.
Whose is this for?
Oh, a fucking ring. Oh, it must be for you, Sheila. Sorry, Caitlin.
What's
her name?
What a mess. And you married this guy after that.
Oh, God.
You must really like him. He must have some other qualities.
You shouldn't propose at Christmas
either. What was that thought as well that like, that moment, the people put a lot of stock into the proposal, you know?
At least it was done, right? Technically, the proposal was on the drive home.
Yeah, I suppose it's a...
You know, that was an engagement ring, right?
It's a story for us all to laugh at.
You
want to
get fucking married or something?
When we... What, how did you do your proposal, Alex?
We both did it.
That's very romantic. They did it at the same time. That's so cute. See?
Oh, fuck off.
That's the truth.
Did you both get down on one knee at the same time and pull out a ring?
We were on the sofa. We sat on the sofa.
Oh, my God. You
too. I've been thinking. Yeah, I've been thinking too. You know, about us. Yeah, I've been thinking about us. You know, I'm thinking maybe, you know, because I kind of see spending the rest of my life. Yeah, you know, why don't we, okay. Is it like that?
And then you pull out the...
We got rings.
You did have rings for each other.
We were going to do it, and we got engagement rings.
You were just sat on the sofa. Were you watching telly?
No, it was during... It was like Christmas.
We were watching Gladiator. And the CGI Ollie Reed was talking about gay giraffes. And I was like, this is the perfect moment.
Right. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Don't mix birthdays and Christmas, proposals and Christmas. Mm. Don't mix things up just because you think it's a good
idea. Don't propose at someone's wedding. For God's sake, do not propose at someone else's wedding.
Yeah, you don't need to make everything about you, right? Just keep it between the two of you. Private.
Oh, my God.
Don't need people around. When my daughter was just 12 months old and learning to walk, why don't you say a year? We went to my mother-in-law's house for the holidays, which was totally not baby safe. Turns out her kitchen oven and all its controls were at perfect eye height for a 12-month-old just learning to walk. After playing with the thermometer, we noticed that the oven temperature was turned up to 450 degrees.
Mm.
And the Turk, but...
Bless you, Gesundheit.
It's very cold in here, Alex. It's cold. Fortunately, rather than being burned, the turkey was just finished way, way, way before any of the other items were completed.
This is no big deal at all, is it?
That's fine. The turkey was ready a bit early.
You can just put it back in to warm up a bit.
Because the baby toddled around and turned the oven up.
It could have gone so much worse. A baby by itself in a kitchen just fucking around.
Yeah, that story could have turned into a real horror story.
The sprouts are boiling up on the stove. It could have gone terrible.
It could have been like even worse. It could have been like...
And they ended up with a fucking turkey that was a bit cold.
No, here's the story, okay? We come to serve Christmas dinner and we notice... And all of us are enjoying mouth-watering scent of the turkey coming from the oven.
Oh, no!
But my parents opened the fridge and realised they haven't put the turkey in yet.
Where's my baby? My baby!
That's the worst version of that story.
It's like the end of Pickman's Model. And Cabinet of Curiosities.
This one's from Canada. We went out as a
fucking
story. Why is everyone doing this? We went out as a family and cut down a tree.
I've never done that.
Who does that?
I've never done that.
2 days later, our cat started attacking the tree. We realised it was covered with praying mantis babies.
Praying mantis babies.
Praying. Where the fuck does what? There were hundreds of them.
Oh.
We dragged our infested tree out of the house in the middle of the night a week before Christmas. It was horrible and I still have nightmares about it.
Wow. That is pretty fucking bad, isn't it?
Well, I mean, obviously everyone's had that a little bit, like with a tree. Like sometimes you have a worm crawl out of the soil or something. You
a
know,
squirrel.
Or some insects come in with it, you know. A squirrel.
Yeah.
Okay, how big is this? Your trees are very oversized, I think.
But it's a small squirrel.
Right.
It's, you know, hid away quite well in the branches.
I think that would be quite nice. Have a little squirrel living in there with you.
Yeah.
Nipping, like, going through all the presents, eating, like, looking for some acorns.
And it could either...
What?
It could be part of the dinner, right. A course...
Roasted with some nuts.
Or you could stick it on the top of the tree. Put like little angel wings on it and a halo. Just shove its ass. Just shove the top of the tree up its ass.
You could taxidermy it for sure. I think that's...
No, just do it when it's alive.
Okay, good. When I was 6 years old, I'm just going to keep going with these. My mum decided not to wrap our Christmas presents. Very strange choice. And placed them in neatly stacked piles under the tree instead. Some of her siblings did this with their kids and told her how nice it was to not have to clean up all the wrapping on Christmas morning.
That's kind of bullshit, really, isn't
Well, when my brothers and I walked down to see the presents, we were horrified to see that Santa had forgotten to wrap them. I'm pretty sure we all burst into tears. Every year from then on, we wrote letters to Santa politely reminding him to make sure that the gifts were wrapped. My mum said it was the biggest mistake she ever made.
Yeah.
And we each reminded of it. She was ahead of the game.
That's fantastic.
In the sustainability thing. Because there's a lot of waste with Christmas present wrapping. We always say, like, oh, it's a real shame.
Oh, who gives a shit? It's just a bit of fucking paper.
It's a real shame to throw all this in the bin. This lovely wrapping. Sometimes my...
Meanwhile, Union Carbide or some fucking company just churning out fluorescent fluid into our rivers. We're like, oh no, we've got to collect all the paper and put it in the correct recycling box.
Oh, we've got to use it again next year. Yeah, I get it. But yeah, everyone is, we're very conscious of this though. You know, you're going to be given like, people want to be buried in like biodegradable cardboard coffins now and stuff, you know, for sustainability.
Sure, who cares?
Yeah, go for it.
Because what, you're just going to decay and just be a pile of bones and dust anyway.
Yeah.
What does it matter whether it's in a nice wooden box or not?
Mm.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't want to, I don't, just bury me in an old bag for life. Fuck it, I don't care.
No, not a bag for life. Paper bags.
Right.
Yeah.
Some.
We'll put you in a paper bag, like some groceries from America.
Just use like the wrapping. You know, you buy those like meals for one, like cardboard, the wrapping around the plastic tray. Just put a couple of them on my legs.
Pop, pop. No. Why don't we just wrap you in Christmas wrapping paper?
My arms could be in Pringles tubes.
No, we can wrap you in wrapping paper.
Oh, wrapping paper.
It'd be like a little gift.
A little
for
gift
death.
For the earth.
Yeah.
Happy year, Christmas, Earth.
The worms are like, oh, it's a present. So, Lewis, this is actually new for us.
News.
Right? This is new news. Atrocious
as opposed
weather,
to garbage
snow.
Stories. This is, we're finally getting to the good stuff. You know, we've had to sit through the sprouts and the cold bits of salad and cabbage. Now we're getting to the turkey and the gravy.
No, we've had turkey. Turkey was horribly dry. The gravy was too watery. Now we're moving on to desserts.
Right.
And it's mince pies.
Oh!
Everyone loves a mince pie.
Don't you have a mince pie in the afternoon?
Well, it's not really dessert, is it? It's just a snacky treat.
Yeah, well, you watch the Queen's speech and have a mince pie.
Yeah.
So what about them?
Apparently, Zoomers on the internet are learning for the first time that mince pies aren't actually made with like minced ground meat.
They don't contain mince.
It's not meat. The mince isn't.
It's not beef mince or lamb mince. No, it's nothing. It's not worse.
It's fruit.
It's raisins and sultanas. And,
yes.
And whatever else is in mince pies. If they were that nice, we'd have them year round.
Yeah.
I've always said.
Very good point. Very good point.
I feel
so like...
So
I thought they was little meat pies.
I mean, it's even...
With a dusting of sugar
on top. It's even more off-putting that they're called mince pies. Maybe they need a new name. What should we call them? Christmas pies. That's free.
That's stupid.
No one's using
it's
that.
It's so generic.
Yeah, but...
Can we call them Jesus pies?
Right.
You've got to bring the Christ back into Christmas, because without him, it's just mass.
What about Xmas pies? What about hot pies?
Let's call them hot pie.
Hot pies.
Hot pie, after the guy from Game of Thrones.
I'm just thinking like they are wrongly named.
Fruity dry fruit pie.
It is a bit of a confusion. Like Christmas pudding is a thing that's bad. Also, what's that dry cake that you get?
Panettone.
No, the dry raisin-y brown cake you get sometimes at Christmas.
Right.
What's it fucking called?
I guess the Christmas cake.
Sure. There's Christmas cake, there's Christmas pie. Christmas pudding. There's no Christmas pie.
Christmas cake is a dry version of the Christmas pudding. Christmas pudding is very wet, very, very boozy. Christmas cake is usually made like months in advance.
Right. And they just keep it.
Yeah. And then it matures.
You must have your own versions of this abroad, if anyone's not listening in the UK. But I can understand how people would have been avoiding mince pies their whole life because they thought it was filled with mince.
Because they thought it was like hamburger stuff.
So, in fact, are people pleased now? Are more people eating mince pies?
I don't know.
Now that we're educating them that they don't contain actual meat.
I don't understand why you would see like this picture with like the icing on them and think, oh, that's savoury.
Well, I think that a lot of people do associate Christmas food with it being a bit bad or weird or traditional, right?
Right.
Like, I think people might have thought that the mince pie was something kind of gross.
Some weird old traditional thing.
There's a lot of that weird stuff like blood pudding and like, you know, or whatever, black pudding, which is blood and other stuff that's named things like, oh, sweet meats, but that's actually animal organs like...
like thyroid glands and stuff.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, sweetbreads or whatever. You never quite know, like... sweetbreads, shortbreads, which one's the nice one?
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? You don't want to get those confused. It's because oh, sorry, you didn't want the animal organs. You wanted some delicious, buttery Scottish treat. Yeah. It's very easy to get. So I think people are
scared
of...
I get the logic.
I know, like, what's the deal with mince pies? Let's just get it. Let's just get some clarification in place. Like other stuff, like hot cross buns.
Why are they so angry?
Yeah, that's a great joke. So are we saying that mince pies are getting a falling out of favour? Are they gradually going to drop off even more?
I think they're here to stay. They've been here hundreds of years. They're going to be around for hundreds of more years.
It must be a Dickensian idea of this mince pie, right? Like the hot, the sultanas and the dried fruits.
Can we stop with like the dried fruit and shit?
And dried everything.
Can we just not have like raisins, sultanas and that shit anymore?
I'm down.
Currants.
Prunes.
The other one. Craisins.
Bits of like crunch, like bits of like orange that are like hard.
Orange peel. Candied orange peel. Can we just stop with all that shit?
Yeah.
What's wrong with some good old-fashioned celebrations?
Yeah, and a Colin the Caterpillar.
Yeah.
He's basically a chocolate log anyway.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, Viennetta. What's wrong with that? Hmm?
Chocolate log.
What about a Swiss roll? What about one of those frozen Swiss rolls? Arctic roll. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Everyone, you know, that's not got meat.
It's ice cream, but it's got cake in it.
It's got meat in it.
It's got cake in it. How is the cake? Because you can't bake the cake in the oven, but there's also ice cream. The ice cream from freezer. How do it work?
Exactly. If that was called like a iced sausage, everyone would be thinking, oh, I don't want a frozen sausage, you know?
Yeah.
Mince pies are wrongly named. I'm agreeing with the Daily Mirror. First time.
It's not a Daily Mirror, it's some poster on Reddit.
Being reposted on the Daily Mirror.
They made a whole. Look at all these swears. Weirdly, I've always avoided them since I first tried one at a young age because it lacked meat. I didn't like it because it didn't have meat in it.
I was expecting a meat pie. All excited. And it's bastard awful fruit and
no,
shit.
No, bloody. Awful. It's bloody. Bloody awful fruit and shit.
Mince pies are a fucking pile of lies.
Pie of lies.
Fucking pies of lies.
Mince pies were first served back in the early Middle Ages and said to be a particular favourite of Henry VII.
Right.
Who was not a good
They were man. Originally packed with mince. When did we take it out then? And why? They're rubbish mince pies. I've never
liked
them.
Actually was minced meat and fruit.
Never liked them.
And preserving liquid. Well, that sounds delicious.
I think a lot of these seasonal foods are...
What else has changed? If mince pies used to have mince in, they're calling the caterpillars used to be made out of caterpillars. What the fuck?
The Christmas pudding used to be...
used to have Christ in it.
Consecrated. Yeah. Body of Christ.
Communion wafers. Yeah.
Yeah. That leads to a whole confusing mess. But, well, let's move on. That was a great story. I loved it. This is the PP purity that we took ages to get here.
This
but
is what
finally,
I'm talking about. This is the good shit right
this is the good
here.
Shit.
Okay, so how do you feel about an advert?
I love a mug, but it couldn't be a PP without some sort of advert.
This is your favourite. Well, KFC have got a new KFC. Product out 2 years ago.
Okay.
A new product from 2 years ago. And no, it's not a drumstick in a bun with gravy on.
Right. Or some chicken related.
Yeah, it's not a chicken wing flattened in a wrap. No.
What is it, Simon?
It's a piece of wood that when you burn, it makes a smell like fried chicken.
Okay. So
it's selling a log, which is just wood, a piece of wood, and somehow it's been infused with oils.
With a chicken smell.
That have a chicken smell.
A fried chicken smell. Who wouldn't want their house to smell like fried chicken?
All winter.
Yeah. Would you like your home to smell like the Colonel's secret recipe?
No.
I mean, it is...
Is this a Jewish thing? Because...
It's got my mouth watering right now just thinking of that smell.
Yeah.
Because I know... Everyone knows it. Even as I'm a vegan now. I grew up eating KFCs like a normal person.
Is it Jewish? No, Jewish people have Chinese food at Christmas. It's the Japanese that have KFC, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, God. How have they ever managed to wangle that? I don't know. They're delighted. But I don't know if chicken is kosher. Is it one of those things that... Can Jewish people even eat chicken?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what the rules are.
It's fine. It's a clean animal, the chicken.
Okay. Good. That's nice to know. So they could have KFC on Christmas.
Yes.
Much like the Japanese do. Are they doing it? I'm sure some of them are.
Sure.
They're welcome to do so. £12 at Walmart.
So it's only available in the United States.
I guess you do need a fire.
Logs are on sale in the US for just $15.88, £12.
Right.
Aged like milk, that one, hasn't it?
Right, oh, I see.
Yeah.
So, however, you can snap them up on eBay if you need one.
Yeah, if you need one.
If you've got If you've got a fire and need a chicken-scented fire log, this seems like... one of those adverts, you know.
What are you talking about?
Like,
what you talking about, Lewis?
Like it's a joke product to create this, what we're doing right now. Do you know what I mean?
Well, we're 2 years too late.
I do like it though.
Can we bleep out every time we mention KFC?
Still reaping the rewards. We can't.
We should do. We don't want to give them advertising.
It's fine.
Bleep out every time I say KFC.
Don't
just bleep out the F. It just stands for fucking.
It doesn't.
Kentucky fucking chicken.
Right. Well, that's probably going to help them. Look, I think this is a great story.
Yes. Though.
I do like the idea that some people will make their home smell. I imagine it's to smell like when you open a packet of chicken flavored crisps.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That smell that gets on your fingers after eating chicken flavoured crisps.
It's supposed to be the 11 herbs and spices.
Well, I mean, of course.
In that log. So you get, it's spicy, which is quite Christmassy, having like, you know, scented candles and those weird oranges covered in cloves.
Yeah, you might
on
want...
on top of a radiator.
Of Christmas smells.
That's what we used to do like, in our house.
Like, I don't know, like, it'll be like the dry raisin cake the other Christmas, so like cinnamony and...
Yeah.
And holly and, I don't know, like...
Holly.
Smells like
the
holly.
The smell of holly.
Yeah, that, like, wintry, warm, potpourri kind of comfy, cozy.
Cum.
Smells like cum. A cummy smell.
So a log burns for 2 to 3 hours for like 15 quid.
I like how they've been wrapped.
Is that better than energy bills right now? £15 to heat your house for up to 3 hours. Well, one room.
I think it's probably still cheaper to just, you know, use a electric heater, you know. But I don't know. That cannot be a good... I mean, it's a log. You're paying 10 quid for a log, dude, with some KFC spices on it. I reckon you could make it yourself.
Yeah, but then you'd have to know what the secret 11 herbs and spices are, which no one knows, Lewis.
That's true. It's unknown to this day. Don't Google it.
It's mostly salt.
Yeah.
White pepper, thyme, basil, oregano.
Salt.
Celery salt, garlic salt. That's different. It's a different kind of salt. Black pepper, dry mustard, paprika, ground ginger.
Right. Okay.
So just normal sort of seasoning stuff. Nothing insane there, is it?
That really? Sounds right. Yeah. I thought it was mostly salt. All right. Well, look. Love it. I love that advert.
I can't wait for my home to smell of salt this Christmas.
Maybe it'll keep the witches away and stuff, though. You know, maybe it'll keep Santa away because he's like a supernatural being.
He's a gas.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like having a, like, you know, rather than having like a light layer of salt around the entrances.
Yeah.
You have a very salty salt in the air. Will keep the gas. Santa gas away.
I don't think Santa's a demon.
Well,
he's more of a fae.
Well, but he falls into that same being, though. Supernatural being.
He is definitely a supernatural, powerful being.
Can you summon him? If you had like a sort of...
Yeah, what you have to do is you have to sacrifice a reindeer.
Right. And daub its blood into a... A specific shape, maybe, on the floor.
A Christmassy shape.
Yeah. Like a circle, like a bauble, or like a wreath.
A Christmassy shape. Yeah. A circle.
A circle's quite Christmassy. What? What else do you fucking think? Like a Christmas hat? Like what?
A Christmas tree shape.
Sure. Daub Santa's blood, it's reindeer's blood.
Not Santa's
into
blood.
Into a Christmas tree shape.
If you do it with Santa's blood, you end up summoning a reindeer. Got it all. Shit, I've done it backwards. It, haven't you? Yeah.
And then everyone has to stand around it and sing Christmas songs, chant Christmassy things.
Hat nuts. That's Santa backwards.
Oh, very good.
And probably not.
I don't know, like maybe like kiss under a mistletoe.
Yeah.
Everyone has to kiss in a circle.
You have to kiss the reindeer's head that you've cut off.
All right. Hat nuts.
Yeah, and you have to drink a pint of eggnog in one.
And eat cookies, everyone's eating cookies.
You want to eat a mince pie, but it's got to be made out of minced meat.
Maybe you have to open
from the reindeer
this ancient tome, and it's like got a letter to Santa. Dear Santa, I would like a wooden train set and a tin drummer boy. For Christmas this year, like
and a Nintendo Switch. Yes.
You know, you have to read that, and then jingling happens. Jingle, 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 jingle.
Oh, it's coming.
It's working. Jingle, 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 jingle. And suddenly, like, there's like the soot comes out the chimney. You hear the or the roof of someone lands, the reindeer landing on the roof. It's like shaking. The house is shaking. Chimneys, like, and the gas. And then a boot. Two boots arrive in the chimney. Ho, 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 ho.
And everyone just runs out screaming. It's far too horrifying.
Oh, my God. That would be terrifying. Yeah. Great stuff.
Don't try it at home,
Don't
kids.
Do it. Don't summon Santa. Let him come naturally on his own.
He only comes once a year, Lewis.
That's good. But in everyone's
his
house.
His prostate must be terrible.
Well, look, I'm sure...
If I was to give Santa a present, I would give him a prostate examination just to make sure everything's working fine.
Well, you know, you shouldn't be scared of it. You know, you should check get, you know, check it out. If there's any ever anything you're worried about, get it looked into. He's old man, Santa. You know, he's at risk.
Yeah.
You know, I hope someone's looking out for him. Maybe an elf does it.
Oh my God. Just puts their whole head up his ass.
He looks normal up here. Everything's fine.
Same time next year.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that's it. End the episode. End the episode, we're done. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.